Last year, I logged about 75,000 miles in international travel, and in every country I visited, I witnessed the universal problem of conflict. You can find it in backwater rural areas, as well as in high-tech, cosmopolitan cities. In fact, economic wealth seemed to make no difference at all. In some ways, technology is a culprit in the polarization of civilization. The internet has allowed the formation of millions of micro-subgroups. Niche identities seem to be getting smaller and smaller and smaller. With the media always playing up our differences to create entertaining stories, civilization is fast losing its civility. The fact is, rudeness, not kindness, is on the increase. And in my travels, I've observed every imaginable type of conflict between races, nationalities, language and religious groups, political and ethnic groups, rich and poor. And then as a pastor in my own community, I constantly deal with interpersonal conflicts in marriages and families and offices and neighborhoods and little leagues and even between church members. And then I go home and, like every other family, sometimes have big disagreements there. The sad result of all this conflict is that the world is littered with the debris of divided homes, damaged children, discarded friendships, and destroyed partnerships. In my Christmas mall survey, I asked shoppers, where would you like to see peace this Christmas? And here's what I heard. I'd like peace with my parents and my ex and my kids. Another said, I'd like to see the end of political bickering on TV. One said, I need peace in my mind and in my heart. I need a peaceful neighborhood. I want to end prejudice against Muslims. One person told me, if people were more peaceful, maybe they wouldn't be so rude. One shared, honestly, if we don't find peace soon, my marriage will end. Another child said, I want my mommy and daddy to get back together. And one person said, I'd like to see peace everywhere. Is that possible? Is peace on earth really possible? Or is it an unattainable fantasy? Is civility, that is, goodwill toward men, is that possible when current culture conditions us to be cynical and sarcastic? To use put-downs and name-calling to demean and demonize those who believe differently?